you know, we need some uplifting.
Uplifting. Right now. We need support from each other, families, pastors, teachers, administrators, daycare providers, everybody. We all need to be together, older people, younger people. It can't hurt. I just can't see this hurting anything at all. I think it could only help.
We've had unexpected tragedies with very young people here lately. We've lost leaders of our community. I mean, it's been a tough span of few months, it seems like. And it's almost like the news is never ending.
Yes. I even got to a point where I thought I was not going to open up Facebook because it seemed like every day. I've lived here all my life, and you get to know more and more people, and so you feel more connected. But that's a blessing, too, because I can help a lot of people, I think. And I believe prayer is probably the best thing we could do right now.
You've also served on the school board for many years. Are the feelings that we're having in our community reflective of the feelings that are going on in our school system right now?
Absolutely. We just showed the video today of Chasing the Dragon at the high school and the junior high, and it is about opioid abuse and addiction and death from addiction. And I think it was very well taken because there was 95% of the students were there, and that's awesome. And so now we're going to offer one for the parents on a parent night. I believe it's going to be March 1st at night, so the parents could come and see it and possibly make a connection with their kids and discuss it and talk about it. And anything can help.
I saw where Emily Reed retweeted a quote, I think a couple days ago, that said, currently the number of people who are dying from opioid abuse is greater right now than any numbers they saw during the AIDS epidemic when it was at its peak. And that was everywhere, and people were doing everything they could to try and prevent the spread of that disease.
Yes,
but what
enormous number.
But what are we doing with opioids, right, other than saying they're bad, don't take them?
Mm-hmm. At the opioid seminar that we attended the other day at ASU, they said that Baxter County is one of the highest in the state of prescriptions. I believe the numbers are 157 prescriptions per 100 people in Baxter County. And that, how do you do that when, you know, and I know we have a various elements of people here, elderly and
older demographic.
Yes, you know, so that's going to skew it a little bit, but it's pretty large. Yeah. But then there's the under the table stuff, heroin, street stuff, you know, and that's what
fentanyl,
I think, is, you know, hitting our kids because opioids are hard to obtain.
Yeah.
So then they go to the next step. Yeah. Heroin is, you get triple the amount for half the price. And it's just very scary. The kids here, you know, they're learning. It's hard.
Tell us about Sunday.
Where, okay,
when, what time, what do we need to do?
We started it. I had the fairgrounds ready to go. This was supposed to be just a very 1 hour, let's all band together. No, you know, it's not a prayer service. It's not a festival. It's not a retreat. This was simply, it's not a concert. There's Lori Gregory will be singing the Lord's Prayer. She's going to close with that. I have the National Guard, not National Guard, the Color Guard from the high school is going to do the national anthem. And several preachers and pastors in the area are going to speak 2 to 3 minutes, maybe just a prayer. Not speaking. We're not lecturing. We're not altar calling. Strictly together prayer. People can go off together and pray in the corner. We're going to have little hearts that they can put a name on and put it in the basket. And it's going to be confidential to pray for them or their need. Or it's not just... It's not just suicides and deaths, it's marriages, it's jobs, it's money. You know, everybody has something they need to pray for. Everybody. So I think let's all throw it together and see what one big powerful day can do. An hour, Sunday.
What time?
2 to 3 p.m. at the C3 Church, which is in the mall in the back corner by the movie theater. Because I heard it might snow. It's going to be kind of cold Sunday. I'm doing your news. I saw a snowflake, and then it
possibility?
It's a possibility. And I thought, you know, it's going to be more comfortable indoors, bathrooms, even though it's an hour.
If there is weather, will it be, I mean, rescheduled?
Nope.
I mean,
no. Nope, this is it.
We're going to pray today.
We're praying it out. Praying it out. Going to get it done. And if they can't make it, pray at home during that hour. Say a little prayer right while we're all together. I think that's going to be, it'll be good. I'm excited. I'm nervous. All I wanted to do was start something, and it's, wow, it's like a big old snowball now. It's just rolling. My phone does not stop, and that's wonderful. That's the worst problem you can have, right?
Mm-hmm. Well, that's the best part. Well, there you go. And that's the best part of this community, too. I mean, when you show a need.
They come out. Mm-hmm. Wow. I mean, it is a blessing of all the people that are calling and wanting to help and thanking. Mm-hmm. And I don't want any credit for this. This is not me doing this. This is just a start. It's just like the little seed, that mustard seed that goes.
So for someone who can't attend, they won't be able to there to hear the uplifting messages and the words, what would you tell them today?
Oh, pray for our youth. Pray for all of us. Pray for our nation. Pray for our leaders of everything, schools, churches, businesses, everything. We just, it has to trickle down.